The Adventures of Tim Ticker, Intergalactic Handyman, Episode 6. When we left off, a pair of hungry dinosaurs, apparently sent through time to eat Tim Ticker, Kate Carefree, and Roy Doyton, Boy Wonder, have crashed through the wall of the hotel restaurant where Kate was just about to call and pledge her membership to KRCB.
Oh, if it's not one thing, it's another.
Quick, everybody, under the table.
Man, oh man!
Everyone get ready to flee.
Half a day later, Tim leads the way into the bright sunlight of Santa Rosa Avenue, the part where all the car lots are.
I'm so tired. I really wish I had my bicycle.
We're in luck, Kate. Look. Gee willikers, it's an enormous sculpture made up of hundreds of recycled bicycle bits.
Funny. I can't tell if it's ugly or beautiful. But it does make me want to talk about art.
Under other circumstances, the peculiar obelisk would cause one to ponder the role of public art in a healthy society. But Tim Ticker, intergalactic handyman, who, let's just say it, hasn't really fixed very much since landing on Earth, has a sudden inspiration.
I think I'm going to make me some bicycles.
Using Roy's spoons and one of Kate's credit cards, Tim quickly disassembles the enormous obelisk, deftly reassembling each and every bicycle, three of which are retained for the immediate use of Kate, Roy, and himself, the rest of which are quickly distributed throughout the downtown area's arts community for use in a variety of important fundraising programs and traveling theater productions.
Wow, distributing bicycles to penniless artists takes a long time. Feels like a whole half a day has gone by.
A few hours later, at the Toad in the Hole impound lot, Tim is describing the Octagon 5 to the woman behind the counter, a tattooed local roller derby champion named Violet Tendencies.
Follow me.
As Violet leads Tim, Kate, and Roy through a vast sea of gleaming mechanical road machines, she is suddenly compelled to confess her shocking and barely believable backstory.
Yep, I'm one of seven twin babies of various genders, all separated at birth due to a tragic accounting accident. The only thing that calms me is listening to public radio, which is why I always carry this tiny little transistor radio.
It's day 6 of our 12-day annual pledge drive.
That's it. I've been trying to call and pledge my membership for 6 days now, and there's only 1 week left. I'm calling that number right now.
Kate, look, it's my Octagon 5 at last.
Tim Ticker, we meet again at last again. As you can see, by my army of mutants, I've joined the dreaded Venalites in their plan to destroy you. And as you can see, I've built a new, improved, ricochet-proof freeze machine.
Prepare to be frozen!
Will Tim escape the new, improved freeze beam of Professor Ingvold? Will all of this make sense in the end, unlike the final season of Lost? And will Kate Carefree ever become a member of KRCB? Tune in tomorrow for Episode 7 of Tim Ticker, Intergalactic Handyman.